Welcome back to Jefferson City. This week, the governor delivered his annual State of the State address. It's an opportunity for the chief executive of our state to outline his priorities, where he sees things right now, where we're headed, and proposals that he has. And then, of course, over the next 5 months, the legislature weighs in with our constitutional duty of passing laws and passing a budget. And as I was sitting in that joint session last night, the last one that I'll attend as a state senator, I thought back to 8 years ago when I was first elected, and when I was in that chamber, in the House chamber, the senators go into the House chamber, the Supreme Court justices are there, statewide elected officials are there. It's a inspiring venue for that speech, and I remember how awestruck I was back then. And even though this is my 8th year, there's a lot of bittersweet emotions as this is my last session, but the scene was no less inspiring. I think if you think of our republic, if you think of our state, the founders were ingenious in the way they designed this. In that, you know, you have two houses. It's a bicameral legislature here in Missouri. So we have to work together, even in the same branch of government, even in the legislative branch. And then working with the governor. The governor can veto, and Missouri can line item veto budget matters. So there's some cooperation that needs to take place. And then you have the third branch, the Supreme Court, that rules on laws that we pass that get through that entire process. It forces us and encourages us to figure out common solutions. And while I disagree with the governor's rosy depiction of our economy and with many of the proposals that he put forward last night, we need to find common ground. We need to work together. And so those speeches are now over. So the actual hard work really begins, and we're already doing that. But I wanted to use this podcast to encourage all of you to reach out to me. Let me know what you think is important, the things that you think we should be working on, the things that you think are good ideas, that are bad ideas. We have our email address. I'm on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram. There are a lot of ways to get a hold of us, and I sincerely want to hear from you. Serving this community, serving the 15th District, has been a privilege of a lifetime, and the most important thing I can do in a very understated and underrated quality of leadership is listen. And so as we are in this very beginning stage of our legislative session, that's what this is a call to do. So send us your thoughts. We look forward to hearing from you. Try to stay warm, and we'll be back next week. Take care.